I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Israel and the Palestinians have blamed each other for an explosion at a hospital in Gaza that's killed hundreds of people. Hamas health officials said the Al-Ahli Arab Baptist Hospital in Gaza City was hit by an Israeli airstrike, killing at least 500. The BBC's Rushdi Abulouf is in southern Gaza, but he managed to get through to his nephew, who lives near the hospital, and describes what he saw.
Suddenly, he said, we started to see hundreds of ambulances and people are shouting, running in the streets. So we rushed to the scene. And he said, we were shocked to see hundreds of bodies on the ground, blood everywhere, people shouting, big chaos. So people started to transfer the serious injuries in their cars. So the situation is chaotic.
The Israeli military has denied responsibility, saying the blast was caused by a failed rocket launched by the Palestinian armed group Islamic Jihad. A spokesman for the Israeli Defense Forces, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said their sources back this up.
I can confirm that an analysis of the IDF operational systems indicates that a barrage of rockets was fired by terrorists in Gaza, passing in close proximity to the Al-Hali Al-Mahdi hospital in Gaza at the time it was hit. Intelligence from few sources that we have in our hands indicates that the Islamic Jihad is responsible for the failed rocket launch which hit the hospital in Gaza.
Our correspondent in Jerusalem, Tom Bateman, is urging caution in assessing which party is responsible while the incident is being investigated.
In terms of independently verifying this, it's incredibly difficult, especially in the early stages. But look at the environment. How do we normally check these things? Mobile phone video, being able to independently get to the scene and check remnants of munitions. Obviously, in this situation, it's almost impossible to do that. There isn't much mobile phone footage so far as we're aware. There's not much power in Gaza. People can't charge their phones. My experience with these situations is to treat all of this with extreme caution. We've known in the past that there have been statements from the Israeli military at high-profile events when, over time, the evidence hasn't supported the early claims.
Arab condemnation of the hospital attack was immediate and unstinting. Many leaders called it a massacre, accusing Israel of committing a heinous war crime. Protesters have taken to the streets in several Arab capitals. The president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, has ordered 3 days of official mourning. He's pulled out of a planned meeting on Wednesday with President Biden. Jordan has also cancelled its talks with him. Mr. Biden has sent his deepest condolences to the hospital victims. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. The hardline Republican Congressman Jim Jordan has failed in his first attempt to become the Speaker of the US House of Representatives. 20 Republicans and all Democrats voted against him. A second ballot is expected on Wednesday. Mr. Jordan is backed by Donald Trump. The United States has released previously unpublished photos and video footage of Chinese fighter jets flying dangerously close to American aircraft in international airspace. The Assistant Secretary of Defense, Eli Ratner, told reporters that since 2022, the Pentagon had documented more than 180 incidents of coercive and risky maneuvers by Chinese military planes. Ugandan police say insurgents have killed two foreign tourists and their guide who were visiting a national park. They said the tourists were from Britain and South Africa. Their vehicle was attacked and torched as they drove through the Queen Elizabeth National Park bordering the Democratic Republic of Congo. Police are pinning the attack on the Islamist group, the ADF. Police in Serbia's capital, Belgrade, have prevented protesters from interrupting the opening of a memorial to a controversial Second World War military leader, Draža Milojevic, who led Yugoslav Royalist Chetnik resistance but was later convicted of collaborating with Nazi forces. Here's Guy Delaunay.
Orthodox priests blessed the statue of Draža Mihailović at its unveiling in his former residence in Belgrade. A large crowd gathered to watch, some of them wearing the uniform of the Chetnik forces, which he commanded. Speakers described Mihailović as a Serbian martyr, unjustly executed by the Tito regime on trumped-up charges of treason. A court controversially overturned his conviction 8 years ago. Police kept members of local human rights organizations away from the ceremony, but one campaigner labeled Mihailović a war criminal who cooperated with the Nazis for years.
BBC News.